When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. On the line with you all the time. You can always get to the show on the Sports DT app in the Apple Store and Google Play Store, as well as right here on WakeUpCallDT.com and in iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora podcast. So plenty of ways to get in touch, and happy to have on the show for the first time getting in touch with you offensive lineman Evan Adams from Norwalk High School in Norwalk, Connecticut, who has verbally committed to the Syracuse Orange, one of the top five offensive linemen that they wanted. They got one of their guys in Evan Adams, and Evan is now on the show to speak with us here. Evan, how you doing today?
Good. Great.
Now, Evan, first and foremost, when Syracuse set out to get their offensive lineman for 2015, you were on that list of the guys that they wanted to have to bring in for the future. What does it mean to you that not only were you recruited by Syracuse, but you were one of the top people on their list?
It meant the world to me. I mean, I had Division I scholarships with nothing like Syracuse. It's just a reward for all the hard work and sweat and tears that you put into the sport, and it finally pays off after a while, and it means the world to me.
Now, Evan, when you look at everything that came about in your recruiting process, what was it like for you to go through this process? I mean, I feel like there are some similarities but also differences among high school players. What was the whole recruiting process like for you?
It was very fairly simple, easy, kind of laid back. You know, I had schools come talk to me. I know what I wanted from a academic standpoint and from a football standpoint, so I felt like I knew what I wanted, and Syracuse had all the things I needed.
When you look at all the things that you wanted and needed when it came to a school, what were those things on your list that Syracuse had?
Great business program. They have all the they have just an overall great school. I like the vibe that they gave off when I came up. They had a great hospitality, and I felt like the campus wasn't too big, not too small. I mean, it was a fairly easy fit for me to know that I wanted to go there.
When you stepped onto campus at Syracuse University, what were the emotions and thoughts that were going through you on that initial step onto the campus?
Just excitement, just not knowing what's going to happen next. You know, what am I going to see? Am I going to like it? Am I not going to like it? It was just all excitement.
When you felt that excitement and you saw things that you liked in Syracuse, how quickly did you make your decision that Syracuse was the right fit for you after stepping on campus?
I made my decision right after I went to Maryland. Coach Schaefer had promised me a spot on the team as long as I had went to Maryland, because I had only went to four other schools before Syracuse, and he said, you know, Maryland is still in the mix. I want you to make the right decision for you, and I greatly appreciate Coach Schaefer keeping an eye on me and looking out for my well-being on that. I made my decision about, I want to say, exactly a week after I had went to Syracuse, and on the way back from Maryland, I had committed.
When I was little, the other kids were always like this, but I was always more like this.
Say ah!
My whole life, I loved taking care of people. All I wanted to do was be a nurse. But then when I went to the hospital to try to get a job, all I heard was this.
No training, no job.
I knew I was a born caretaker, but what could I do without an education and training? Then I found Job Corps. It's for people between the ages of 16 and 24 to help you get career skills and an education. I had some bad breaks and dropped out of high school, but Job Corps didn't care. They helped me finish high school while I trained in an awesome health occupations program. Job Corps also gave me a place to stay and fed me while I finished my training. Now I've got my dream job at a clinic. They started me at $13 an hour. And now, guess what? I'm enrolled in a nursing program at a local college. I'm going to be a nurse. Before, my life was like this. Now my career has new life.
Job Corps has announced priority enrollment for female students. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. For more information, call 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the Tuxedo Professionals.
What did it mean to you that Scott Schaefer, the head coach of the Syracuse Orange football program, said to you, listen, there's a spot here if you want to come here, but I want you to go to Maryland. I want you to take a look at the school. I want you to do the due diligence on your side. What did it mean to you that you had a coach that wanted you to come to his school still telling you, I want you to make the best decision for yourself?
Yeah, it just meant that he was keeping it 100 with me. He didn't want me to make any wrong decisions and rush into something that I would end up regretting later. Because football is both physical and mental, and football is both mental and physical as a game. You know, you have to be in the right mindset to play. So, like, if I would have been uncomfortable going to Syracuse and I would have made that decision swiftly and without thinking, you know, I wouldn't play correctly. So I'm happy you made that decision.
In making that decision to go to Syracuse, you obviously spoke to different coaches from the Syracuse staff. Your recruiting coach was Chuck Bulla, the defensive coordinator. So even though you're on the offensive side of the ball, Chuck Bulla, all the coaches, they have their areas and their kids that they have good relationships with. What can you say about your relationship with Chuck Bulla?
It was the first time I met the guy. He said that, you know, Syracuse is a great school, and you know, if you have the time to, we would love for you to come down. And I was already overwhelmed that it was Syracuse. So he said, look, you have some great qualities that we would like to tap into. And I was just overwhelmed at the time. He calmed me down. He said, Ev, listen, you could be the next big thing at Syracuse. So I said, you know what? I'm going to make my decision. I'm going to go. I'm going to see what it's about. And I didn't really get the closing argument until I met Coach Adams. He's the one that really got me down there, had me, had followed up with what Coach Below had said, and, you know, made me want to come to Syracuse.
When you say that the final argument to get you there was Joe Adam, the offensive line coach, what was it about Joe, what he said, how he is, what sold Syracuse through Joe that you say that he was really that final gavel?
He just understands where I'm coming from. He liked the way I played. He saw the way I wanted to progress as I wanted to achieve my goals as a player, because he saw that I was aggressive on the line. He knows that I would fit well on their line as an intellectual player as well as a physical player. He just gave the closing argument because he understood where I was coming from, what I wanted to do, and how I wanted to get there.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisSig Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisSig Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSig Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
When you look at what he envisions for you, when you talk about what you wanted to do, how you wanted to do it, you know, where you were going, and how you're going to get there, when you look at everything that you just stated, how do you and Joe Adam kind of parallel each other in what you're both looking at in the future of Syracuse football?
Well, everything starts and ends at the line, and he said that he wanted me to be a great aspect to that line, which I was just overwhelmed to hear. You know, watching Syracuse as a little kid, wondering, oh, could I be that person on TV sometime? And he told me the same thing. Like, if you want it, you can achieve it. And you know, now I'm there. I'm committed to the school. I'm ready to go.
When you make a commitment that's a verbal commitment, some people feel that their word is their bond, that their word is valuable. Other people say, you know, that their word could change and that nothing's set in stone. Where do you lie on the spectrum that you verbally committed to Syracuse? Does that mean you are done, sign yourself up, you're ready to go, orange and blue? Or is there still that opportunity that you could change your mind?
There's basically no opportunity that I would change my mind, because all a man has in the beginning of his life is his life and his word. That's all he has. So it's very valuable that I keep my word. You know, I say I'm going to go somewhere, I'm going to go do it.
In going to Syracuse, What are you feeling the most about that school? I mean, when you think about playing in the Dome, playing in the ACC, that type of competition that you're going to go up against, the history of Syracuse football, what kind of goes into your pot when you think about stirring up your future at Syracuse? What are you really looking forward to the most?
I mean, there's a lot of things, but one thing that does stick out is education. It's been my dream to play football, you know, for a great school. It didn't really matter where at the time where I went to school, but it's been my mother's dream for her son to go to college, and education is just what keeps me going. You know, I've always thought of football as a gift to me, and you know, I'm gonna use it to do whatever I can out of it, you know.
In using football to get whatever you can, you brought up the business school at Syracuse. Do you know what you want to study on the student side of student athlete when you get there?
No. I'm going to have to look within myself and figure out what I want, you know. I still have one more year in high school, and then when you get to Syracuse, you still have time. So I'm still going to have to look within myself and find out what I want to do.
I want you to keep looking within yourself to look at what your future is going to hold as far as what people can expect from you, Evan. When you get on the field as an offensive lineman, what do you bring to the table? What can you tell me you believe are the best attributes you have that can help Syracuse move in the right direction?
Aggression, tenaciousness, not willing to give up, and just wanting to go play football, the hunger for it, you know. Just wanting the guy behind me with the ball to know that he's safe and he's up to where he wants to go.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear, located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
When you look at the history of Syracuse football, you know that the running back has been something that's always been appreciated. The Jim Brown, Ernie Davis, Floyd Little. Something that has gone throughout space and time. And even in the recent past here, having the success of Jerome Smith, who is fighting for his spot in the NFL, as well as James Mungrow, who's been in the NFL, and other guys who have gotten their opportunities recently to be there, and knowing that Syracuse puts the running back in such a high place because of the fact that they feel that it's valuable to have more than one guy back there. There's different styles. It seems like the arsenal at running back has been even more important recently for the Syracuse Orange as they try to get back to those positive places in history. So what can you say about protecting the running back and creating opportunities for the running back, knowing that you're on a team now that really values that?
Having a team that values their running backs is nothing foreign to me. As a lineman that plays at Norwalk High, you know, we have one big running back. His name is Clifford Joseph. I blocked him all the time. We have the best relationship, you know. And then we have our quarterback, Jeremy Linton, which we had to change quarterbacks throughout the year because of injuries and other things. You know, you figure out how to block for different people who want to run differently. If you have a power guy in the backfield, you know, you have to hold on to your block a little longer because, you know, he's a little slower, but he's going to run through whatever garbage there is, you know, behind that's in front of him. But if you have a faster guy in the backfield, you could get to your block faster. He's already right beside you by the time, you know, you hit your guy, and then you just go to the next level and hit somebody else, you know. It's nothing foreign to me valuing a running back, but it's just knowing that the value of the running back is also complemented and valued by the lineman who blocked for him, because it starts and ends on the line, and running back doesn't get anywhere without us.
When you know that the running back doesn't get anywhere without you, quarterback can't do their job without you. One of the thankless positions of football, a lot of times, is the offensive line, where the conversation is always about the 60-yard run or the 80-yard pass, but not so much on who blocked to make that happen, who created the holes and gave the opportunities. So knowing that you are what makes the offense tick, but at the same time not always getting the credit when it comes to who's in the limelight, are you okay with living in a world where you know that you're needed, but you may not always be talked about?
I mean, I can live with that. Because in the back of my head, I know that I put 100% out there. I made something happen for my team, and that I was a part of that great play, or I was a part of that great game. It doesn't matter to me just the fame and the attention. I just want to know that I was there.
So in knowing of you being there on the line for Syracuse in the future, going down the line from left tackle all the way to right tackle, when it comes to where Syracuse sees your best fit, Where do they want you on the line?
Honestly, they don't know. They said I could play interior lineman as a guard. They said they wanted me to tackle before. They don't know, but it doesn't really matter to me where I'm playing. I just want to play. Go out there and make things happen.
In going out there and making things happen on the line, no matter where you play, where do you find yourself to be best, you know, as far as what you can serve best to an offense for Syracuse? Do you feel that you're better as a guard or as a tackle?
I feel that I'm better as a guard because I have the agility to pull across the ball. You know, I might be 6'6", 300 pounds, but a lot of people think that the weight slows you down. No, it doesn't. You know, you just have to know how to use your weight and move it to where it needs to go. So I feel like I would be better at guard, but if they want me to play tackle, I'll do whatever they want me to do.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned? Visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to CAMS, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to CAMSPizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. CAMSPizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S Pizzeria.com. CAMS Pizzeria, truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
When you look at both sides of the line, the left side and the right side, obviously some guys can play both. Some are just more comfortable. They look awkward if they're on the opposite side or if they're having to change their motion. Where do you find yourself? Do you feel that you're left or right dominant, or do you feel that you can be effective on both sides?
I can be effective on both sides. It doesn't matter to me whether I'm playing right tackle, right guard. It doesn't matter to me. I just like to go out there and play.
So when you look at that opportunity that you could be on either side, something that's going on with Syracuse over the past few seasons and even more recently in the spring, that guards have to play center, the guy who's playing center is moving back out to guard, the tackle has to go from the left side to the right side, move around. Are you comfortable being on a team that may have this opportunity for you to kind of be in this, you know, musical chairs where sometimes you may be a guard, sometimes you may be a tackle? Do you feel that you'll be able to pick up on it and be effective and be able to move when they need you to?
I feel like I could do it. You know, as a high school player, you got to play three different positions. You know, you got to play defense. Got to play defensive tackle. You got to play offensive guard, offensive tackle. It doesn't confuse me to be somewhere where I'm not. But as long as you know where you're going and you know what you're supposed to do and you go out there and be aggressive, it doesn't faze me at all.
Lastly, for you, before I let you go, Evan, when you look at yourself as a person, and we're going to go deeper into this over time because I'd love to have you back on the show, but looking at yourself as a person in the here and now, not just a football player, what should people know about you? How do you envision who you are?
I envision myself as a player who's not afraid to make mistakes, but if I make that mistake, I'm going to make it look good. You know, if I miss my block, I'm just going to go hit somebody who doesn't know I'm coming. I envision myself as somebody who just enjoys the sport, enjoys life, and doesn't stress over the little things, you know. Make sure that my academics and my athletic ability stays up to par just to be comfortable, you know. I like my life the way it is, and I wouldn't change it for anybody, you know, or anything.
Couldn't put it better myself, and I can respect everything that you said. It's Evan Adams going to Syracuse University here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com. Evan, I appreciate it. Love to have you back on the show if you'd like to come back on, so thank you so much.
I would love it.
Thank you for listening in on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and so much more. Become a member free right here on WakeUpCallDT.com on the top of the homepage, and keep up with me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. That's Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. And on Twitter, @CallDT, CallDT. That's CallDT. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon.